This is Educated and Empowered. Hey guys, it's Tenille M. Jackson here, coming to you with another great episode. Not sure how long this one is going to be, as here in the States, we are winding down on Thanksgiving 2022. Normally with podcast episodes, you kind of don't like to, you know, mark them with a date. You like for them to be timeless, but I am purposely talking about the biggest takeaways from Thanksgiving 2022. And I know that normally I do not come on this late, but I think that it was really necessary. I wanted to come on to really just kind of talk about not just the day, right? Because I'm sure many people, you know, the holidays are really weird type of time of the year, right? And what I mean by that is because you never know who's dealing with what. And I think a lot of times we assume that our reality, whatever that may be, is the same for everyone else. And so today, I'm just going to kind of talk about the topic is the biggest takeaways of today, or the biggest takeaways from today, today being Thanksgiving 2022. And so as you all are listening, again, if you are not already doing so, feel free to follow me across social media at My Name is Tenille, whether it be Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Clubhouse, or YouTube. You can find me at My Name is Tenille, and that's T-O-N-E-A-L. And feel free to follow me. What I do, I am an empowerment specialist, and I use my ability as a life coach and a lit coach to bring you education and inspiration, right? And so my tagline simply is I educate and empower. And so I am a forever student, right? Like in life, I feel like there's always something to learn. So many times we miss lessons because we're waiting to sit in a classroom, or we believe that only certain people or certain things can teach us. But I am just one that believes that literally there is something to be learned from everything that you go through. Like, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe that everything that happens in your life is intentional. I believe that life teaches us two things. It either teaches us what to do or what not to do. And so instead of being frustrated or angry about a situation when things don't go your way, my belief is that you analyze the situation to figure out what lesson was that trying to teach me? Like, what should I have learned from what just transpired, right? Regardless of how deep it is, it doesn't have to be deep at all. But just understanding that there is always a lesson to be learned. And so today, again, was Thanksgiving. And so I want to just kind of talk about some of the takeaways that I got from today. And I've already alluded to the first one. The first takeaway is just exactly what I said, that whatever your reality may be, understand that that is not always the same for everybody. Everyone. So takeaway number one is that everybody's reality is not the same. And so what do I mean by that? There are many people, when the holiday season comes around, they are so totally excited, you know, because this is the time of year where whether you're going to buy, you know, different gifts for those who you love, or just the season itself brings excitement and joy, because typically people tend to be a little bit more patient, a little more caring, you know. And so a lot of times people just really love this time of year. They're thinking about being with their loved ones. They're thinking about, you know, gathering together. Today was Thanksgiving. And so they're either preparing dinner for their guests, or they're preparing themselves to be a guest for someone else's dinner table, right? But here is the thing. Just as many people as there are who have families, just as many people who have, you know, friends or loved ones where you have somewhere to go for this holiday season, understand that that is not everybody's reality. There are many people who dread the holidays, many people who may have lost loved ones, whether it was during this time of year or because it's this time of year. Not having a loved one makes this time more difficult to endure. My grandmother, 19 years ago, my grandmother died the day before Thanksgiving. And so for many, 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 many years, it was very difficult, not just for myself, because my grandmother also died the year after my mother, is my mother's mother, and she died the year after my mother did. But it wasn't just for myself that this took a toll, but it took a huge toll on our family, on my mother's side of the family. It was a big family. My grandmother had 9 children, and my mother, I think, was the second of the 9 to pass away. And so you have to understand that my mother, like my grandmother, was the glue that kept our family together, so that even when my mom passed, it took a piece from my grandmother. And I remember her telling me, you know, you're going to have to be my Judy. That was my mother's name. And so the point is, it took a piece out of her. And so then when she passed away the day before Thanksgiving, it took a huge toll on our entire family at large. I don't know that even, again, almost 20 years later, I don't know that we have completely bounced back. Now, granted, we've lost so many of the 9 children my grandmother had. There are only 3 that remain. And so obviously a lot of death has taken place. But here's the thing, you know, at the end of the day, how I said that life always gives you a lesson, either what to do or what not to do, you have to remember, takeaway is that you have a choice in how you process your life. You have a choice as to how you deal with the situation, right? So in other words, when my family, for years, like I say, I think everybody had to figure it out on their own. Everybody had to figure out how to bring it back together, because again, those who remained after my grandmother passed away had their own families already. They had, you know, their own, whether they were married or not, they had their own children. They had their own things that they did. But my grandmother, my mother's presence is what brought us back together to, you know, that one round table. And so my mother died in 2002. And then, like I say, before we got to Thanksgiving the following year, my grandmother passed away. And so those were the 2 biggest pieces that kept our family together. And so at that point, you know, you have to be intentional. If family is something that means something to you, you have to be intentional on keeping it together, because sometimes pain can keep you apart. And so probably for close to a decade, my family and I, we were estranged. Like, it was not that, I don't think anybody had any problems with anybody else. It was just the fact that we were kind of scrambling around for a while. We didn't know how to keep the family together once those two major pieces were gone, right? Because if you think about your own family dynamic, in many cases, there is a particular person or maybe people who are responsible for keeping everybody together. You know, it typically happens not just within families, but even in circles of friends. There's typically that one friend, you know, if you're mutual friends, if you have a lot of mutual friends, there's typically that one friend that keeps in touch with everybody, you know. So it's like, even if you haven't talked to this person or that person in 5 or 10 years, you know that if you call this person, they'll be able to give you the rundown. You can ask this person, well, how's this person doing to this person? And the same thing within your family, right? Like, is that person or persons in your family that's highly respected, where people will come to that person's house, everybody will gather at that person's house. And again, so the takeaway that I had, and it wasn't just this year, but like I say, probably within the last maybe 7 years, I would say, me and my sister and my aunt, we have been able to rekindle, right? And so, and when I say that, it'll never be the same. That's takeaway number two. When tragedy occurs, right, when you're trying to regroup with life, understand that you don't want to waste your time trying to recreate what was. And so that, and so I just want to put that there. You don't want to waste time trying to recreate what was. If you're just now tuning in, what I'm doing is just really quickly talking about the biggest takeaways from today. Number one was to understand that your reality, whatever that may be for you, good or bad, understand that your reality is not everybody's reality, right? So if you are a person that has a lot of family and friends, and holidays are a joyous time of the year for you, understand that that may not be the case for everyone else, and vice versa. If you are someone who suffered a lot of loss and you just, you know, can't bring yourself to really appreciate the holiday season, understand that that's not everybody's reality. So the fact of what you want to do is just try to show empathy both ways. Understand that there is a bigger reality, a reality beyond yours, right? And so point number two, or takeaway number two, is that in the event that you are someone who has lost someone, you've lost loved ones, whether they be family or friends, whoever these people are to you that may have been near and dear to your heart, do not waste time trying to recreate what once was, right? So let me explain. I think so many times what we try to do when you lose someone, I think it's natural for you to, human nature is to pull back the good things, right? To remember the good times. And so you want to, okay, I want to get my family like it was when I was this age or this age. Or I want to revisit, tap back into those times when this person was here or that person was yet alive, right? But the fact is that if people have passed away, there is just an energy that's not going to exist anymore, and you're going to end up disappointing yourself if you try to duplicate it. It does not mean that you don't honor the person's memory, but you cannot expect or put the weight on those who remain to be able to give you or bring to you that same feeling that the person who passed away did, right? So again, case in point, and what I've been doing, I typically like to use myself as an example because that's safer. You don't have to worry about somebody getting mad because you call them out. I talk about myself. And so like in my situation, like when we first tried to get back together, you know, after the years had passed, after my grandmother and my mother had passed away, it was kind of difficult for me. And the reason why I realized was because I had my expectations to be, you know, my expectations was that us coming together would be the same as it was when my grandmother and my mother were still alive. And the fact is that those two people who held the family together, who were the glue for our family, there was a spirit that they had that everybody else, it doesn't mean that we're like evil people, but everybody has their own personality, right? And personalities are contagious. They mesh and they meld together for better or for worse. And so that when you have those positive spirits together, they typically bring out the best in people. And so, you know, a lot of times when people come around people that they have high respect for, high regard, then they're going to act a particular way, or they hold themselves in a particular esteem because they know that this is just what happens when this person is here, right? And so when the person or persons are no longer there, understand that that dynamic will definitively change, but it doesn't have to be for the worse. But at the same point, you cannot expect that the way things were when your loved ones were here will be the exact same way, because everyone who remains is different. So not just those who remain are different, but the dynamics between those who remain are different. And so what you want to be able to do is find some type of positive moments that you all can create together, right? And so maybe instead of trying to duplicate that exact meal that your loved ones loved, or you know, that they made, maybe what you do is you just kind of bring up, you make your own meal, but you bring up, you share the memories of the meal that the loved ones used to make, right? So again, in my case, maybe I don't cook exactly the way that my grandmother used to cook. So the focus isn't putting the pressure on myself to try to duplicate the exact meal the way that my grandmother would have made it. Why? Because that's too much pressure, and I don't even have a point of reference anymore. If she's gone, I don't have her to say, is this how you do it? So there is this pressure that's being put on yourself unnecessarily. But instead, just be yourself. So if I'm just myself, and the goal isn't to duplicate or try to recreate what my grandmother or my mother did, but we just want to make sure that we bring people together, right? So you want to kind of capture the essence of what they try to do, as opposed to recreate the specific moment, because you'll never be able to recreate the feel because you're not them. So I'm hoping that that makes sense. So like, once someone is gone, if you are a person who is one who remains, you've lost some people that's near or dear to your heart, near and dear to your heart, whether it be one or more individuals, one of the ways that you can enjoy it is to, instead of putting the pressure to try to duplicate or recreate what was, whether it's a meal or an environment, then what you want to do is just be able to cherish and remember what it is that those who are no longer here, cherish those memories, discuss, share those memories with those who remain. That's what's going to allow you to have a positive feel, is being able to remember your loved ones. Enjoying my Educated and Empowered podcast? Then subscribe and show your support. For only $3.99 a month, you'll gain exclusive access to special episodes that I make just for my subscribers. So in addition to the regular content, you'll gain access to extra episodes about writing and relationships, spiritual matters, current events, life coaching tips and techniques. All you have to do is go ahead and subscribe today. $3.99 a month, and you'll have exclusive access. If you're just now tuning in, again, this is a end of the night Thanksgiving show, and I won't be on here long. Like I say, normally I wouldn't even like kind of mark in time that this is Thanksgiving, but I just felt that it was really necessary because I feel that every day should teach us something. And by this being Thanksgiving, this is your day of thanks, officially, what people on the calendar in the States, we know the fourth Thursday in November to be this day. And so I want to just come on really quickly and just talk about the biggest takeaways. And so the first takeaway that I gave was just to understand that everybody's reality is different than your own. So treat it accordingly. Be sure to have empathy and or sympathy for everyone, right? So if you are a person who have all of your family and friends, that while that is absolutely wonderful, and we are not asking you to cancel your plans or your joy or your positive energy, but do understand that that is not everybody else's reality. So make sure that you have a little kindness, a little compassion, a little discretion in how you do things, because you do not want to make other people feel bad because they don't have, right? And then the second takeaway was to understand that you cannot recreate. If you are a person who have lost some loved ones, you cannot recreate the moment, but you can cherish what was once, you know, what once was. You can cherish that. You can share those memories. You can spread that love and that joy, but don't put the stress on yourself or anyone else to try to give you that same feeling that the ones before gave, because they're not going to be able to do it. So just adjust your spirit of expectation and just enjoy. It doesn't have to be a certain way. Just look forward to enjoying. And so the last one, the last takeaway that I'll share tonight is, I think, probably the biggest one. Don't allow Thanksgiving to just be one day of the year. Not to sound cliche, but every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Every day should be a day that you give thanks. Many people, you know, when this time of year comes around, and especially this specific day, many times this is the only day of the year that many people eat together, that people say grace, that people recognize the goodness of God if you are a believer, where people will thank God for their food, thank God for, you know, whether it be their clothes or their family or their friends or their food or whatever they have. In many cases, unbelievably so, but it is the truth, many people only use this one day to recognize the reasons they should be grateful. And I think for me, the biggest takeaway, and this is something I learned a long time ago, the biggest mistake that people make is waiting for this one particular day to celebrate. I remember when my mother was literally on her deathbed, and I remember she was telling me she had, maybe within the last maybe 3 years prior to her passing away, she had just recently bought some really nice china and flatware, right? And in her mind, because I think we only used it twice, because she waited until the holiday. She only took this particular china and flatware. She only took it out on Christmas, right? So I think we'd only used it, it was either once or twice. But the point is, she was wanting to give that to me. And in her giving it to me, she told me, she said, Tenille, I want for you not to do what I did. Don't just wait for once a year to use this. Don't just wait for what I deemed as a special day. But you make every day a special day. And so many times we miss that, right? So many times we're waiting for a particular number to hit, you know, whether we're talking about on our jobs, meeting quotas with our bank accounts. We're using so much time waiting for this magic number to happen. You know, we use so much time waiting for a particular occasion, a particular milestone, and in doing that, you miss all of what is actually happening every single day. You miss the beauty that is actually happening every day because you're so focused on the future that you're missing what's literally happening in your present. And so whereas, yes, it is great to have, you know, ambition, to have drive, to have long-term goals, and this is what I'm working on for 10 years from now and 20 years from now, but don't get so caught up on long-term, don't get so wrapped up in future that you forget to be grateful for now. You know, we get so wrapped up in trying to make sure that our children's futures are squared away that we miss their first steps. You miss, you know, taking them to school, their first day of school, and now you look up and they're graduating from high school. You know, you miss being able to teach them to walk, and now they're about to walk out the door. Like, we focus so much on the future that we just literally allow what's happening every day. We underestimate the beauty of it. And then next thing you know, is gone. And you know, one thing I always say with your money, you may have a bad investment or something, you know, you may be bankrupt at a point, or you might lose some money here or there. You can always make money back, right? But you can't get time back. And so, you know, you want to literally just be so grateful for every single day. You know, be able to spot what are some things today that I'm grateful for. Like when you wake up in the morning, already just be grateful. Thank you. And again, for my believers, thank you, Lord, for this day. Before you even allow your feet to hit the ground, thank you for waking me up and starting me on my way. Again, whether you guys have seen it or not, I'm participating. I started this Attitude of Gratitude Challenge. I've been doing it for maybe about 7 years now. And we normally do, it's a 4-week challenge. It goes from the 2nd to the 30th, right? So basically, this time we did it for 28 days. There are times when I do it the entire month of November. But every day, you know, I have been embarking upon this thing where I just, every day, it's so many things for me, but I challenge people to just find one thing to be grateful for, right? Like, human nature seems sometimes it's just so easy for us to just constantly complain. You know, you wake up and you have a backache, or you have a headache, or, you know, you don't have the shoes or the clothes that you want, or, you know, the bill is due, or human nature seems to be where we only are, we're overtaken by the negative. We're overtaken by all the things, the deadlines and due dates and the things that's not going our way. But what I do is I challenge people, especially during this month, to focus on the positive, like to challenge yourself to see your day differently, because I am one who believes that perspective determines everything. If you are that pessimist that looks at that glass that has 50% of liquid in it and you are the one that sees it as being half empty, I challenge you to challenge yourself to see it as being half full instead of, oh my God, because I'm almost out of drinking, I don't even know if I got anything else upstairs. Then to say, you know what, I'm so grateful that I still got at least half of it. At least I didn't drink it all. And so do you understand what I'm saying? So like that third takeaway is so key, because again, what it is about is being able to see to have an attitude of gratitude every day, being able to challenge yourself to change your perspective or to challenge your perspective. And I always hashtag mindset matters, right? And I even did a podcast on that before. If you haven't seen it, feel free to go to anchor.fm. And in fact, you all can subscribe if you're not already subscribed. It's only $3.99 a month. And so it's not just the it's not just free episodes and free content, but there's exclusive content that I do that's specifically for my subscribers. But there's a show that where I talked about that. And so in either case, you have to understand that mindset means something. Mindset, the way that you see yourself within your situation. And so many times we're defeated before we even get started. We're defeated before we get out the bed, because when you get out the bed complaining, you've already defeated yourself before your day starts. But I promise you, like, if you wake up with a positive mindset, you wake up and instead of, oh my God, I can't believe I gotta get up and go, you know what, I am so grateful that I have a job to go to, because there are so many people who don't have a job, who are looking for a job, who in this season are unemployed because of COVID, the pandemic. They never bounce back. So I thank God that I actually have a job. Maybe it's not your ideal job. It's not your dream job. Maybe it's not even the job that you had, but I am grateful that I have this job. Before you go to complain about your home and how your mortgage or your rent is late or might be past due, or you don't know if you're going to be able to pay it, or whatever negative things that you might see features on the house. You know what? I'm so grateful that I have a house or an apartment, whatever it is or it's not. I'm grateful because I realize there are people who are outdoors. There are people who are homeless. There are people who have to sleep in shelters. And so maybe what I have might not be a mansion. It might not be the White House, but it is mine. And so as long as it's mine, I'm going to be grateful. And so you all see where I'm going with it. I don't have to go piece by piece talking about the food. You know, maybe it's not the food you want, but at least you have food to eat and you're not waiting for somebody to give you something to eat, right? So you all get where I'm going, because so many things, whether you're talking about your health, your strength, your family, your children, your finances, all of those things, instead of just focusing on everything that's wrong, challenge your mind to find at least one something that you can be grateful about. And maybe it's not in every circumstance and every situation, but there is at least, I guarantee you, there is at least one something in your life that you have to be grateful for. And you're like, Tanil, how can you guarantee that there is one something in my life to be grateful for? You don't know me. You don't know my life. The fact that if you're able to hear this podcast, that means that you are alive. So for the very gift of life, you have to be grateful. Even if your health may not be the way that you want it to be, the fact that you are still here, that means that you outlive so many people. You're looking at everything that goes on in the world, and yet and still, every day that God allows you to wake up, that means that He took a chance on you. He said that there is still something that you have to accomplish before your days are done. And so don't take life for granted. I don't care how old or how young you are. Understand that you do not have to be here. You don't have to live to see another day. You're steadily seeing celebrities. I think the most recent one was Aaron Carter, who's gone now, 34 years old. And so many times people who are not celebrities look onto the lives of celebrities and they believe that because they have money that's everything. But there are so many celebrities who kill themselves, or who, even if they didn't kill themselves, their lives ended prematurely. And if it was about money, they still be here. And so I say that to say that whereas money is good, is nice, but it is not the end all be all, because if it was, people who have money and plenty of it, they wouldn't be strung out on drugs. They wouldn't be killing themselves. They wouldn't be doing all these things. So obviously there has to be something said about having a peace of mind. There has to be something said about understanding the purpose that you have on this earth. And so again, these are the bigger pictures. We get so caught up in social media and trying to compare ourselves with somebody else who we know is doing the exact same thing that we said that we're doing, but they seem to be so much further than us because they got 17 pictures on their profile page and we only got 7 pictures, so they must be doing better. They got 3 extra people in their picture than what we have, so they must be doing better. But if you would just refocus your energy, and if you would just say, well, you know what, I'm grateful because I'm further today than I was on yesterday. And if I can just leave that nugget with you to understand that realistically, you are your own, you're your only competition. The only person that you should be striving to be better than every day is who you were the day before. So I don't care if you have an addiction, your goal is to come out of that addiction. Maybe you fall, you know, maybe, hey, I used to get drunk every day, and now instead of getting drunk 7 days a week, it's 5 days a week. That's better. Keep on going until you can get better. Maybe you have a attitude problem. You know, you're the grumpy person, or you're the person that's always having something negative to say. Challenge yourself to be better the day before, so that way, you know what, I'm not going to have as many negative thoughts and many negative sayings today as I normally do. Like, every day, I don't care what it is, whether it's personally, professionally, spiritually, every day. And even if you're the person that can't multitask well, every day what you want to do is challenge yourself in at least one area of your life to be able to be better than you were the day before. And as my grandmother would say, if you spend 6 months of your life minding your own business and 6 months leaving everybody else's alone, you will be such a productive person. And so that's how I'm going to end this. Again, I didn't want to be on long, but if you all got something out of it, if you want to share the podcast, feel free to share the podcast. If you want to subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast, you can do so by going to anchor.fm or Spotify, iHeart, any of the major streaming platforms, and you can download it. Again, it's only $3.99 a month to become a subscriber, but I just wanted to leave that with you, and I wanted to be able to encourage you, because again, I do understand that everybody's reality is not the same. And so, and being able to try to leave you with some type of encouragement, I want you to know that regardless of what it looks like, that it will get better if you just keep on going. Just keep going, and tomorrow will be better. And if not this tomorrow, keep on living until tomorrow, whichever tomorrow becomes the day that you've been looking for. So thank you all again. And again, if you are not already following me, please feel free to do so across social media. You can find me at My Name is Tennille, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, Twitter, Wisdom. You can find me on pretty much every social media platform at My Name is Tennille. And if you would like to work with me more closely, then feel free to visit my website, which is mynameistennille.com. That's My Name is TONEAL.com. And again, you can feel free to subscribe to my podcast, Educate and Empower, which can be found at anchor.fm. But I hope that you all have a blessed rest of your night. I hope that your day was well. And even if it wasn't what you felt it should be or what you were looking for, remember, there's always tomorrow.